Okay, hello everyone. This is the Tarrington Training Podcast. I am the host, Kevin Ryan. I usually have help with these intros in the form of my fiancée, Celine, but she has left me, so I'm all alone now. She has just gone up home for a few days. That's what she told me. So I'm going to choose to believe that. And when I have finished recording this and ready to be released, I'm going to sit at the front door and wait for her. So wish me luck on that. I'm going to kind of just dive into this episode, but I should explain. Usually how this podcast is done is I will help a guest each week as they become the tyrant of their own country. I wanted to do something a little bit different, so I've actually got a friend of mine on to help me instead. Instead of me becoming a tyrant or ruling my own country, I would like to become a serial killer. And I say that fictionally and factually. My reasons, of course, are naturally like everyone's reasons. I am probably going to become a failed screenwriter. And I will be out for revenge. So I want a backup plan. Now, the friend I have on is Patrick Guerra, who is a director and filmmaker and a co-host of the horror podcast Rewind of the Living Dead, which is for horror fanatics, as him and his co-host discuss the newest horror movies, the best horror movies, stuff like that. So I think he'd be really good to help me. Like, how do I become the next Michael Myers or John Kramer or Pinhead or anything else? Now, I will dive into this, but before I actually do that, I should say that if you want to follow Patrick, you will find him at Director Patrick on Threads and Instagram and Twitter, I still believe. And also just look up Rewind of the Living Dead podcast if you want to check him out. And as far as this Tyrant and Training podcast, you can find me on any social media, Twitter, Blue Sky, Instagram, Threads, Facebook, at Kevin Ryan, Kev Ryan Person. So at Kev Ryan Person. And Tyrant and Training podcast you'd find wherever you look for a podcast. Just stick to the same one you just found this on. That's probably the easiest one. Yeah, so I'm going to dive into this. Brilliantly, it's not all fun and games about figuring out what your horror icon name would be or what mask you'd wear. It's also a lot of admin. Didn't realize. So thanks, Patrick, for walking me through the budgetary needs of a serial killer. Okay, bye everyone. Out of the two of us, yeah, I know you a little bit. You know me a little bit.
Yeah, I think I know you well enough.
Who do you think, honestly, would be more likely to turn into like a deranged serial killer?
A deranged serial killer. Now,
okay,
I think. No, I like that. No, let's go all the way. I think people, you know, I've actually been compared to Charles Manson, like features wise.
Yeah, yeah.
Some guy was like, "Well, you look like Charles Manson." I go, "Okay, fair enough." So I think just on sight alone, people would go, "That's the guy." But I'd go, "Yeah, but look at the history of deranged serial killers."
You're not going to defend Charles Manson, now, are you?
Because I'm not at all.
Sorry, when you start.
But I would push back if someone goes, "Well, he's definitely the serial killer." I mean, just look at him.
Right.
And then I go, "Yeah, but let's look at the history of serial killers. They sort of look like my man Kev here. Like, they look closer to Kev's look than they do my look."
If I shaved a beard, I could be mistaken for the Zodiac killer.
Perhaps.
A little bit. So yeah. I mean, yeah.
And by the way, there are some, like Charles Manson's one, the guy in Japan who had the cult, he looked just like me too. Like, I mean, it's almost like serial killers either look like you or they look like me. It's like, there's no in between.
There's no in between.
There's no spectrum. It's either they look like Kev, your friendly neighbor, or they look like Patrick, the deranged psychopath who walks down the street and is shouting at birds.
You also look like Dave Grohl. So you could go either way.
I've gotten that before. See, I was in a bar in Florida, no less. I was in a bar and the bartender insisted that I was Dave Grohl. He goes, "Holy shit, man, you're Dave Grohl." And I was like, "I'm not." And then he kind of got mad. He's like, "Whatever, dude. I love your music." And I was like, "Cool, I'm not Dave Grohl."
Did you get a free drink out of that?
He did give me a free drink.
Yeah. There you go.
But then he got kind of pissed. He got kind of pissed at me because I wouldn't admit I was Dave Grohl.
I don't know. See, I definitely would be just like winking at him and then writing my, like, giving him my signature and being like, "Don't tell anyone."
See, that's why I like you, Kev, because when I bounce an idea off you, I go, "Yeah, that's way better. That's way funnier if I would have just been like, thanks for the free drink, Dave. Love, Dave."
Or if you, I know that's probably illegal, because I was like, if you got out like a €5 or $5 note and just lit it on fire. Just went, yeah,
whatever. Right, yeah,
just
yeah.
So he'll think, "Oh my God, he's made of money."
What a like, rock star, man. Yeah, that was a fun rock star just came in here.
There was a $500 note, by the way. I just burnt it up.
I just burnt a dollar bill.
What we could do is we could make a persona for one of us, and then at the end of it, kind of like a Road to Perdition either angle, where both of us will do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because mm-hmm. I'll be honest, I've had one or two bad writing news, so I'm ready to just chuck that in and go straight into like Jigsaw or something.
Love it.
Since both of us look equally deranged serial killer, apparently.
No spectrum.
I should also say we're just serial killers, because the deranged part, like, they don't think they're generally.
Yeah, they would. No. I mean, any great villain in a film doesn't think they're the enemy at all, do they?
What was Freddy Krueger's motive? What was he actually getting?
Oh, God. He's my least favorite of the slashers, because he was a child murderer.
Oh, that was his thing. Yeah.
And the parents got revenge on him by burning him alive.
Yeah.
And then he came back as this dream demon. And I go, why the hell would anybody root for this guy? This is me at like 8 years old going, why would anyone have a Freddy Krueger lunchbox? He hates us.
But that's what he genuinely hates us. He started telling jokes, right? He was a witty sort
of. Oh, he was jokey. Around part three, he got very jokey, and it was not that fun. The scariest version of Freddy Krueger is in part two, for sure.
Right. Did I ever tell you that do you know the remake good few years ago? It was with
Know the remake, unfortunately.
The fellow who was Rorschach, wasn't he, in Watchmen? Did he not?
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. Yeah. Jackie Earle Haley played Freddy Krueger.
Yeah.
Just not the best movie, unfortunately.
Do you remember? I know how well you remember it, but I went into the cinema, and I'm not a horror man at all. But I went into the cinema with a friend of mine. We sat in like the first or second row. So sitting down with my popcorn, fine. And you know what? The start of the movie, kind of like a classic way to start a horror movie, is where you'll have something scary happen, and then you can get into world building and everything.
Yep, the cold open.
Yeah, I guess it's the like final girl, or maybe someone else, but she's in a diner, and we don't know it yet, mm-hmm. but it's a dream sequence, and there's a couple of jump scares, right, just to get you into. Mm-hmm. So that happened two or three times, and I do get very jumpy. That's why I don't like horror movies. I'm just don't enjoy this, but.
We gotta go to movies together.
Not the chance. I'm so stubborn, and I'm an adult. I'm a grown man. If I want to be a scared little baby, I will. But the first two or three jump scares, I was fine. I had no issue. Everyone else I could hear jumping, and I was sitting there eating my popcorn going, I'm brilliant. I'm an adult, right? And then the final one where she thinks she's going to die, it's a jump scare, and she wakes up, and she's in the diner again, but it's now real life. It's loads of people around, everything. Mm-hmm. And she's waiting for someone. And the camera, nobody will remember this shot because it's not an important shot in the scene. But a waiter comes over and says to her, do you want coffee? And she said, no, I'm just waiting for a friend. And then the camera cuts to the next shot, which is a close-up of the door as it opens because her friend is coming in, right? But the door has a bell in it. You know the ones that when you open it, it just
dings? Oh, yes.
So when
classic shot in a movie, dinging of the open door.
Just a little ding door, and then he comes in. So when the waiter goes, oh, do you want some coffee? And she's like, no, I'll just wait. And then it immediately cuts to a ding and the door opening. All the popcorn was out on the floor. Like, that was the biggest jump I've ever had. And I was just
the bell
fucked me over. And for the next hour and a half, I just did not enjoy that movie. I'd paid about €10 for popcorn and after it was gone. They had a scary movie. Just a spoiler warning on that.
And everybody in the theater is like, oh, look at Bellboy up front with like, all his popcorn flying everywhere.
Yeah, what the hell is wrong with him? I saw blood flying across the screen 2 minutes later. Earlier.
Oh, that's like, great.
Yeah, scary movie. So I was thinking, I think I need to chuck in the whole writing stuff. It's not working. Might go that route, see how that's, because they're all very famous. Like every horror movie has a very famous, like Pinhead. I have no idea what that movie's about, but I know the guy, right?
Oh, yeah. Icon. I've met him. He's a nice guy.
Oh, really?
From the Hellraiser series.
Is that still going?
It's still going. They just had a remake that was okay. It was not the best remake, but I've seen the Nightmare on Elm Street remake far worse. Mm.
Like, I think I could do something like that. Go that route, right? This podcast, just forget about that. But, like, Pinhead is just his name in it, is it? Or they kind of eventually give him that name?
I think he adopted the name. I don't think Pinhead has a name necessarily. I could be wrong. I get stuff in horror wrong all the time. And don't you know it, Kev? There's people on YouTube who will make sure and remind me when I get something wrong.
Oh, they're the best sort of people.
Oh, they're so good. Nothing like a good YouTube comment.
But I don't think I could go. And again, I'll go for now. I'm just thinking of if I'm going to pursue this. But you can take up the mantle if you want during the remake.
Fair.
But if I'm going to go this route,
I can't get you can't be terrified by the legend of Kevin Ryan. Like, Kevin Ryan isn't a name that works. No.
Wait, do you have a good middle name? Do you have a long middle name?
Anthony.
Kevin Anthony Ryan. That's a proper serial killer name.
Yeah, but is it not like so? Is Freddy Krueger his actual name?
Yes, his name. The guy was Fred Krueger in real life.
All right, Kevin Anthony Ryan. Ryan is very common though in Ireland.
Well.
You don't have that. Like, there's not a Fred Krueger in that universe who's like, people keep tweeting me saying leave their children
alone.
Yeah,
there's not a guy going, I'm not the dream demon, please. There's not. Yeah. He's not out there. Kruger's probably pretty popular in Germany.
Yeah. You see, yeah, you're not going to get, and Fred would work in Germany as well. So,
yeah, right.
That's why I don't think, do you think Ryan works in that scenario?
I think it's fine. Yeah.
I mean, I could go with the Irish version, which is Cuivi Noreen. But that doesn't sound menacing at all.
Cuivi Noreen sounds like skincare.
It's like skin disease.
Cuivi Noreen Cuivi for your Noreen. Blotches.
It does, yeah. Do I take that? Cuivi?
Cuivi Noreen sounds nothing like anything remotely scary.
But you know what? Actually, if you go with Cuivi Noreen, I don't think that's a good name. Like, that's not that's not a name you want to call someone, right? The thing with...
I don't think so.
The thing with horror villains and any villain, to be fair, like Darth Vader is a villain, but everyone is like, who do you want to dress up as a Halloween? Darth Vader is cool, right?
Oh yeah,
Darth
Maul is cool, very popular,
right?
But my son was Michael Myers this last year. Yeah,
he needs to calm down. He needs to relax.
He's six.
But I think if I'm going to be a horror villain, or at least a legend of one, that I'm going to make myself. It can't be someone who then, in 2 years' time, people are like, oh, he should be a good guy. He should be an anti-hero. So I think Cuivi Noreen is bad.
Cuivi Noreen, people are already upset just at the name alone.
Yeah, so, nobody's going, let me dress up as Cuivi Noreen.
Oh, I would disagree. I go to Comic-Con every year. I'm lucky enough to work at Comic-Con every year. Somebody will be Cuivi Noreen. If the movie comes out in June, Comic-Con's in July, and somebody's Cuivi Noreen, for sure.
All right, I think
It's not anyone you want to hang out with, but they're going to do it.
That is so true in so many ways.
When Sharknado came out, it came out the week of Comic-Con. It came out like the Monday before Comic-Con or the Friday before Comic-Con. On preview night, there was someone in a Sharknado costume. It was literally, they were in a tornado of sharks 4 days after it was released.
It wasn't just like the director, was it?
No, it wasn't. Yeah. Oh, okay. Believe me, he was there too, I'm sure.
Yeah. But I think like what happens in wrestling, right, is you'll have a villain in wrestling, right? So whoever. And they will, so like The Undertaker, right?
Oh yeah, my favorite.
He'll come out, he'll be a bad guy. But eventually what happens is, even though he's doing bad things, people will go, he's so cool, I'm just going to start cheering him. And then it becomes really hard because then you're like, well, you're meant to be a bad guy, but now people are cheering you, so you guess you'll have to be a good guy now. But I want to go the route of, no, I don't want them going with me. I'm going to
Cuivi Noreen is definitely the way to go, because who's the longest lasting heel in all of wrestling? Doink the Clown. Nobody likes Doink.
No.
They boo him every time he comes out, and Doink and Cuivi Noreen are the same language, 100%.
Okay, maybe I can get features off Doink the Clown without going just the clown route, because then I'm just a bad Joker impression.
There's plenty of those.
Yeah, I think that's been done. So if I go with Cuivi Noreen, right? Now, the other thing is, do you know the way you have, do you know what Jigsaw and Saw, what that guy's name is? John or something, is it?
It's the guy, oh God. See, I'm going to get in trouble for not knowing this right off the top of my head. And I just spent a lot of time talking about him, but I'm going to have, I know that the little doll is not called Jigsaw.
Oh.
The doll itself is like called Billy or something like that.
Where did Jigsaw come from then?
John Kramer is the name of the Jigsaw killer.
He was in Frasier as well, wasn't he?
I think so, yeah. He's fantastic.
Has he done anything besides Saw? Or did he quickly go, wait a minute, I can get a franchise out of this?
He just had a romantic movie with Sigourney Weaver. He played Sigourney Weaver's love interest in some movie recently.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, like he's a really good actor. Actually, here's the craziest thing. There was just a Saw X, which is the 10th film in the Saw franchise. Yeah. X is never a good number in a franchise in horror.
No.
It was one of the best of the entire franchise.
Really? That was
easily one of the best.
There was Spiral, wasn't there? The one with
There was Spiral, which left a lot to be desired.
Right, okay.
Which was with Chris Rock.
Yeah.
And it was not funny or fun. And then there was Saw X with Tobin Bell back, and it was really good. I was like, huh, this is actually a really good, I've never had a 10th movie in a horror franchise be like, yep, that's the
that's
one.
That's the one you need to get back in.
If you really want to get into this series, it's Saw 10, guys. One will take you serious when you say that.
So if I go Kevin Ryan, but I'm known as Queevy Noreen, right? Or, well, you don't know Kevin Ryan, ideally. The people I'm terrorizing wouldn't know Kevin Ryan. They'd know Queevy Noreen, right?
They'd be on the lookout for Queevy Noreen.
Yeah, and then John Kramer, he had a load of traps, so I might get the traps a bit later. I might get some traps going, because I think that'd be fun, right? Instead of me just going in around. I'm not going to walk around with a gun just shooting people. That's just lazy and just not. By the way, this is a fictional podcast. This isn't actually happened. I should
fantastic. Terrify. Yeah, you're setting limits on something that requires no limits whatsoever.
Speaking of limits, because I think if I'm going to do this right, I have to think of money, right?
Okay.
Because with like Freddy Krueger, doesn't have to worry about rent or anything, right? He's not.
No, Freddy Krueger's he's ethereal. He doesn't. Yeah, he's already got a place on the other side.
But like
he's like a boiler room. He's got a cot.
Really? Why would you go there and?
That's where he used to take them. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, like when you come into his world, it's that place. Where he last was on this mortal coil is now his inverse. Yeah.
It's sort of like
the upside down in Stranger Things. Should Queevy Noreen, you know what Queevy Noreen would have? Like in his alternate world, it would be like wherever Jar Jar Binks is from. Like that kind of like terror.
Like the desert. Is that where you're from? So I'm in the desert and
deserts aren't scary either. Like there's a couple of desert horror films, but they're not as scary.
Would you not have in horror? Because I thought about this before when I was thinking of like, oh, I might write a horror. That you know the way like one thing you could do is like very claustrophobic atmosphere, like Alien, of course. Right? Very like
love it. Yeah, one of my favorites.
But it's like, could you do the opposite then, where it's very like, not that this is a scene, but you have a character who's in the middle of a desert where like, because you know. A danger could come from anywhere. It's not like just a corridor, one exit, one entrance.
Yeah.
But
I mean, you have a Tremors, which was out in the desert. Yeah. And what a beloved film that is. Mm. It's just fun. Yeah. So yeah, you could do it. I had a lot of fun with Tremors. I think that's a very fun movie. Yeah. There is also The Hills Have Eyes, which is terrifying, which is just it's nasty. So there certainly is place to. It's not the scariest setting. It's what you do with the setting.
What I think I could do, if I'm going to go this route with Queevy Noreen, because, you know, they all have backstories as well. So I think...
Oh, yeah.
I think what I could do, and this kind of answers... This sorts my problem of money and backstory out, is that I'm just going to chuck in the writing, right? I did check, because I had this idea. I did check how much, apparently, on average, a screenwriter makes. Right.
Oh.
So I'm going to take this as the amount of money I have, right, to play with. So if I'm going to make traps, I need to think about cost, right? Mm-hmm. And if I go to LA and sit myself there, then I can just go at screenwriters. That can be my target, because everyone has a group, right?
Right.
What is Jigsaw's? Is his like people who did wrong or something? No.
It's at first it was people who need a reason to live. And then it was like people who do other people wrong. Like it's woefully inconsistent.
Is there anything about, I'd say writers, but is there anything in writing, like a pet peeve of yours that you don't like?
Oh God, bolded slug lines, right? Like, I think that's the biggest thing that I feel like Twitter argues about is whether to slug that, to bold that slug line or not.
Yeah.
It seems to be the biggest argument on there. Or do I write in, we see the killer. You know, like, oh, people just go nuts if you break the fourth wall. Those are two of your options.
Do I go after people? Right. So I could go to LA and then Queevy Noreen doesn't like people who boulder slug lines. Slug lines, for anyone who doesn't know a screenplay, is basically if you are setting up a scene that's in a hospital, you'll say the interior of the hospital. So we know we're inside the hospital and it's daytime or something. And whether you bold that or not. I italicize and strike true.
That is the only way.
strike through is good. I put strike through the entire script. This is my style, okay?
Yeah.
I'm a stylish writer.
That means it's optional whether you want to read it or not. And
and the banality of that argument, by the way, is perfect. That makes them the perfect target for a killer, because that's like the rest of the world's like, you give a shit of whether people bold that or not.
They're not too concerned about them as victims.
Yeah. So then you got to root for some people to die. So that's the perfect group. But we're just like,
there you go.
They're arguing incessantly online whether they should bold something or not.
Yeah. Okay. So I could go for them. And then I'm going to just say that in the last year of writing, it's gone well, but I'm not going to get paid next year. Apparently writers make $69,500 a year. That's okay. Official figures. I didn't look too much into it, but
yeah, that sounds about right.
Now I want to live in LA. And
yeah, so you're living below the poverty line at 69,500.
Okay, I think I can find a place to live, because again, I can't just be wandering the street. I'm not built for that. I think I found a place that was like $600 a month. It's lovely.
You like it?
It's all right. I'll show it to you.
Any one of the killers in any of these movies, they rarely have a place to live.
Oh, but I'm just renting. I'm not buying a place. And you're saying I don't have that money.
$600 a month.
Yeah. Like on what the hell type of couch is that?
That is a weird looking couch.
Oh, there's people there. Oh wait, is this just a room?
No, this can't. No, I think it's the whole building.
Why is there bunk beds? There's a lot of bunk beds in this.
This is getting very culty. You may have stumbled. Queevy Noreen has stumbled onto a cult. That's a great twist.
I'm just part of a cult. The cult don't know that I'm off, because I only drop in, sleep, and then off I go. You know.
Yeah, yeah. You just come in, you do your business, and leave.
Go. Yeah, do. My prayers.
You're the ideal roommate, really, and that's what they say on the news. You know, months later when the police have finally caught you, he was the ideal roommate.
Oh, did my intense yoga and shouting for 4 hours and then left. Yeah. Okay, so that'll only be about $7,200 a year. So now I've still have about $60,000 left, and I'm going to knock off, I don't know, Jesus, how much for food?
Another 7,200 for food.
Yeah, we'll put in 7,200. I might get takeaway as well. Right, so that's 14,400. So I'm down to 55,000, I'm going to say.
Okay.
Right. I'm not buying anything else.
They live lean. The killers live lean.
They have to be honest, if they want to do this thing. Do any villains ever have a mode of transport?
You know, in the original Halloween, Michael Myers drove a station wagon, and that was the least scary thing I've ever seen in a movie ever.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to stop sharing that. He drove a what?
He drove a station wagon, like a proper, like wood-paneled station wagon.
I have to look this up. Oh, God.
Oh, you don't have station wagons in Ireland?
Oh, no, I know we don't really. I don't.
Yeah. I mean, we don't have them anymore. It was a mode of transportation at the time.
Okay. Should I just go for a station wagon?
I think so. I doubt they'd be cheap. I mean, the car market in California is insane.
I did find one in Ireland, though. And it's... Oh, Jesus. Oh, wait, no. I have a... Yeah, it's quite new. 2008 for 7,000. Oh.
Great.
I'm going to show you. There'll be a lot of sharing screens here, actually.
This is good. Yeah, we might as well keep it open.
Yeah, I'll keep this open. There you go. Volvo.
Look at that. A Volvo. It's reliable, too. Reliable, safe, 7,000 pounds.
This is very nice, actually. I'm going to check. The boot is massive.
The boot's massive. And look, it's got the cage in the back. So that the people that you put there can't get over to you. You have to buy that.
That is perfect. I'm just going to check, is the NCT, which is basically the roadworthiness of it, is that good? Because
it's a Volvo. It's a 2008 Volvo. It's going to be fine.
Yeah, but the Irish government, they'll catch you on this if they don't. NCT expires October 2023. Oh, no, wait, sure, that's gone.
That's so it's well past its expiration. Perfect car.
Okay, I'm just going to say a bit of work done to it and the cost of getting it retested, we'll say €500. So 7,500 done, right?
Yeah.
We're perfect. Down to like 47,500 and we have our car. God, what's the cost of diesel or petrol now? Might do a lot of driving.
Diesel's even more expensive. So that's going to be a budget of about, I would say, $700 a month.
So you're saying 7,000, 8,000? No, I better do 9,000. I don't want to be caught in the middle of the road with no diesel.
No, you don't want to run out of gas.
Okay, so we'll go, Jesus, this 38,500 I've left. But I'm sorry.
How about gas is more expensive than your rent?
Oh, and that only sends me into more of a fury, I think.
Oh, yes. There is nothing that will make you want to murder more than traffic and gas prices in Los Angeles.
Okay, so I have my backstory done. I don't like writers. I'm targeting the ones who boulder slug lines. I have my vehicle. I need a mask, right?
You need some sort of iconography. That's something that sets you apart. Yeah. That's very important. But here's the nice thing: you buy the one and then you keep it.
You don't need to wash it or anything, do you? Like after a while, it gets.
No, you don't.
Oh, if anything,
Jason and Michael Myers. No, they just yeah, it gets uglier and nastier. It kind of evolves. Although, if you know Art the Clown, which you probably don't because you don't watch a lot of horror, Art the Clown launders his clothes.
Wait, is this what's the movie he's in?
He's in a movie called Terrifier, which I don't recommend you watch that.
No, I haven't seen it. I've seen like
he's a very pictures. Popular figure.
Yeah, I've seen pictures of him. Went, oh, he's weird, and then Googled what it is, and I'm like, this sounds disgusting. This sounds awful.
It's completely depraved. But what I loved is at the top of the second movie, you open up the movie with him in the laundromat, stark naked, washing his clothes because they were very messy from the last one.
And that's good hygiene, at least.
You know, he's got to do it.
Yeah. Does he have a name like Kevin Ryan?
He's Art the Clown, which is, you know, I mean, Art's a fairly, middle of the road name.
Art, that's short for Arthur, is it?
I think it is.
Yeah. All right. Art, the clown, is he a regular human being, though? Or is he like...
No, so it turns out he's not. He's like some sort of weird torture demon.
Pennywise the clown sort of thing. Oh, he's a clown. No, he's... More.
He is a clown, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Brian Gunner, do you think it'd be a mask? Yeah, it would have to be a mask. What's your favorite mask?
Be a mask or something. Oh, God. What's a great mask that no one is utilizing?
Should I get a mask? That's tough. Mike Myers' mask is a mask of someone, isn't it? Of a celebrity?
It's a mask of William Shatner.
Should I go that route? Maybe not William Shatner, but... Should I get a celebrity?
Yeah, not William Shatner, but somebody else. Yeah, like what's a good celebrity mask to get? Worst celebrity masks. Oh, there's some bad ones in here.
There's some bad ones,
but they're all terrifying.
God, Sarah Palin.
I mean, that scares everybody. Sarah Palin would scare the shit out of a lot of people.
Okay, the worst celebrity mask. I'm going into to check these out. Yeah, there's a Jesus. I don't even know who these are though.
Oh, these are terrifying.
Okay, I know that's Ronald Reagan, isn't it? And then it's
Ronald Reagan if he was like melted. That looks like Hillary Clinton.
It kind of does, yeah. No idea who that is. This Germans looks like no idea taking who a dive. No,
that's some sort that's of Olympic star, maybe.
Okay. That's Margaret Thatcher.
Jeez. What is that?
I have no idea.
That's Margaret Thatcher?
Margaret Thatcher's in the lead, I think, so far.
That's the scariest mask I've ever seen.
That's Prince Charles? King Charles?
That's Prince Charles.
Yeah.
Boy, that looks... That's uncanny. That
Christopher Walken is a choice. Although I kind of like...
I thought that was George Washington.
It looks like George Washington. Do you know what? It needs to be a film person, doesn't it? Mick Jagger.
Yeah, it does need to be somebody in film. There's Mick Jagger, who's starred in a few movies.
Hang on a minute. I think I have an idea. So, did you ever see that controversy about Shia LaBeouf on writing Community?
Yeah, that he was like getting into festivals that were meant for other people, right?
Yeah, he was doing
not for major celebrities.
He was doing the thing in The Simpsons where Homer enters a contest for children and wins, and they're like, he beat his brains out. Where the award in this screenwriting contest would be you get in contact with people in Hollywood, and then Shia LaBeouf would win.
Yeah, thanks.
The man who finishes the movie with Brad Pitt, directed by Steven Spielberg.
Yeah. He wins the local film festival. Ruins everything.
Oh, he hammered everyone.
Yeah. What a racket film festivals are.
But he did have this mask, but I think he has some movie about, is it Shia LaBeouf come to kill people? So I can't take him. Can't take his mask. He already's done it.
He's already got that mask. Yeah.
He's a cannibal. That's it.
Well, William Shatner's rather beloved, and so I think it was interesting to kind of flip it on the other side and kind of, if you take the color out of his face, like, who's a beloved celebrity right now? Like a Taylor Swift?
That might get so political. I don't want to deal with that. That's weird. I don't even know much about it, but it just seems that's really political at the minute.
Beloved screenwriter. That's it. That's what I should go for.
Beloved screen. Again, people that no one's ever heard of.
No, people aren't. Yeah, you have to think of people who did. They haven't heard.
Yeah.
Of. Oh.
J.R.R. Tolkien. What did he even look like? Oh.
See?
Or he just looks like a nice man.
Yeah, old England. I could go the old English route, like the attire and stuff. Old suit, mask like that.
Just, nobody'd be scared of you, so you could get awfully close to people. It's kind of smart.
I could do that. That'd be very good. Yeah. Well, to be honest, I don't think the mask is going to be that lifelike, so I think they would be terrified.
Yeah, they'd be like,
I think I can walk up and they're like, oh, he looks like an old Halloween outfit of J.R.R. Tolkien. It'd be fine.
That's Queevy Naveen under there.
I'm also aware that this podcast is probably out in March, so they'd be like, it's not even near Halloween. Why is he walking around? Would you go with that, or wait, who's the guy who does Game of Thrones? I think that's another famous writer, right?
Oh, yeah, George R.R. Martin. Another R.R.
George R.R. Martin. Yeah, I could go that route.
I tell you, like...
I have the glasses.
You have the glasses.
Well, they're not quite like them, but yeah. And I have the, I could be in the hat and everything, and the pointy beard.
And a lot of people would want to, a lot of screenwriters would want to talk to you. You would actually draw them in really easily.
I like how you think this mask is going to be so lifelike that people are going, oh, my God, but just because you got mistaken by some fucking Florida idiot for Dave Grohl.
It happens all the time. America's a massive country. Just, people never know.
Okay, so do you think George R. R. Martin, I should go with him?
Oh, yeah. No, okay. He's terrifying.
Queevy Noreen looks a little like George R.R. Martin. Absolutely fine. Okay, besides that, I don't have any other features, but I think I probably should. Oh, I was going to say here about demeanor and stuff. You know how Freddy Krueger, he's good for a gag, apparently.
Oh, yeah. Loves a good pun.
I love a good pun, too. But should I just avoid that? Does any other horror characters act like that? I feel like they all started to maybe then.
So I mean, yeah, there are evolutions, right? Certain characters, I think they kind of stick to their thing. Some are more stoic than others. But I mean, if you wanted to lean into what your mask looks like, you know, George R. R. Martin loves a good sex scene. You could just be, you know,
oh, I'm a creep.
Yeah, you could just be a total creep.
Okay, I was gonna go a different energy there.
Yeah, let's table that one. And
maybe we can combine efforts here, because I was thinking the other thing George R. R. Martin, some people know him for or kind of accuse him for, is that like his story has gone on now. Where's the dragons? You know, that sort of thing. Like,
he's delaying the end of the book. Yeah.
So I could, again, I don't know anything about horror, but I always believed that, like, with Freddy Krueger, when that was so successful, one of the successful things about it was that he was making quips when he was killing people, and people are like, oh, I haven't seen this before. You have Michael Myers, that's just very kill, murder, done. Whereas he then brought a new kind of version to a horror character, right? I could be wrong on that, but I was like,
so do
I then have a different, try and do the same, but instead of making quips or anything else, my defining personality trait is that I tell long-winded tales that never get to the actual sex. Like, it's me saying, right, I was in a nightclub.
Right, so get this.
So get this, right? The saw blade is inching closer to your head. But we have 7 minutes. And just go on and on, and it never gets to, so then I kiss her. It never happens.
Never gets there.
Yeah, I think that'd be good.
Yeah, lots of anticipation and no payoff.
Yeah, yeah. And that's, yeah, so that's my character. I am going into, listen, when I was 18, I was in a nightclub.
Get this, I'm in Morocco. Yeah. It's 1973.
Yeah, I'll just make, yeah. And then I was born. And then I first hit puberty when I was 15. Okay, Queevy Noreen is sounding great.
Queevy Noreen. Is Queevy a separate name from Noreen, or is it all one thing?
Are you calling me Noreen? No. I'm sorry. So you have Kevin Ryan, right?
Yeah.
And then the Kevin part is Queevine, one word.
Queevine. Okay. Queevine.
And then the Ryan part is O'Rean.
Oh, O'Rean. Yeah. Ah.
And if I was
sounded like Queevy Noreen to me.
Oh, people are going to call me that. The fucking Americans are going to say Queevy Noreen.
Hey, then, it's Queevy Noreen.
I don't know. Like, I know if I was a lady, it would then be Queevin Neerine.
Yes.
And if you're a boy, it's Cuibhin Orin, not Cuibhin Noreen. Okay, we might need to. Okay, I'm too late now. I have to go at Cuibhin Orin.
It's too late. We're dug in on this.
Dug in on it. I'm after. I mean, how do I market myself? Should I go out with?
You're a script doctor.
What?
And a good. You're a script doctor, and you're a good one.
Oh, I kind of meant, do I hand out cards saying, "Be careful"? You know the way they'll have not fairy tale, a nursery rhyme that talks about some character.
Oh, like, oh yes.
Be careful, or they'll have a tale or something. I didn't think have a script.
Yeah, Freddy's got one, two. Freddy's coming for you. Yeah. Like that's the big thing.
So I was thinking that more so than become a script doctor and work. I didn't want to work.
Now it's just a very involved business that you have to run
with a gimmick. Yeah. It's just like, oh, he's really good at fleshing out the third act, but a bit weird. Don't know why he did that. I don't know. I'm just getting more work, and I'm like, oh.
Yeah, now you got to file for an S-Corp in the state of California. Maybe, that's $800 a year.
Maybe when I was in that cult I'm living with for the next year, when they're all saying you all need to become lawyers, because I feel like that's what they do when you're in a cult. I said I can become a script doctor. So I'm just doing that to pay my dues to the cult.
Yes, it makes sense.
That's fine. So I'm not getting any extra money out of it. I still have 38,500.
Yeah, you got a lot of money left over. We've missed something drastically.
I think they're doing well for themselves. So I think if I was to hire, you know how in horror movies you'll have the kids who start singing nursery rhymes?
Yep.
I think I need to hire a choir.
Oh, that's good.
Right?
Like a whole choir.
I wonder, hold on, hire a choir. I think that's the only way. Wait. Get off George R. R. Martin. George R. R. Martin refused to leave my screen. Choir.
Very, very on brand for George R. R. Martin.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. Oh, right. There's a range that is goes from one end to the other. Oh, usually it's kids, right? Who say a scary like lullaby or something.
Yeah, it's like creepier if kids do it.
Yeah. Do you think it'd be creepier if
kids choirs must be cheap. Oh, yeah, they'd be sad. It's like, what are they? They're doing this for like $10.
So I could get some of these people. There's a Talis concert. Now, I think this is Northern England. So I might need to fly him over. Ah, for fuck's sake.
Well, that sounds expensive. Yeah.
Okay. It's in LA, right?
Choir. I would do choir for hire Los Angeles.
Hire us. Angeles Corral. Let's check out there. Hire us. That's the bit we want.
Yeah.
I don't care. Give me your rates.
When they don't post the rate, it means you can't afford it.
I'll put in cost here. On average, a professional choir.
Okay. 1,000 to 3,000. That sounds about right.
But is that for one performance?
It's probably for one performance. So it's like for every kill, you're going to have pay them.
Stop. No, I'm going to have to group kills if that's the case. I'm not paying 2,000 for every kill.
But I mean, you consider, I would consider a very good horror film has about 14 kills in it. That's a high kill count. So let's say it's only 14 kills. Let's say it's on the high end because it's Los Angeles. So 14 times 3,000.
That's over my budget. That's 30.
Welcome to Hollywood, 42. Pal.
No. We're going to have to group them. We're going to have to group them a bit. So if there's 3,000 and there's 14, and there's going to have to be some twins and triplets in there. There's co-writers.
Some roommates. There's definitely co-writers.
Definitely. So I think if we can knock that down to eight kills,
but one of the co-writers actually co-writes from Connecticut, so that's entirely across the country. You have to fly that writer in or fly yourself to Connecticut to kill them. One of the two, you gotta choose.
Why did you pick Connecticut? I have to go.
Because this is how it works. This is how the business works. One of the co-writers definitely doesn't live in Los Angeles.
Right, Connecticut. I'm only doing one of these guys though. I'm not flying Connecticut. Where is Connecticut?
Syracuse. There you go. Yep. Syracuse.
Okay.
You're going to have to, going to have to rent a car. So you might as well add that to your.
No, I'll pick them up.
No, but I mean, you're still going to have, you don't have a car in Connecticut. You're going to have to fly to Los Angeles.
No. I will tell him, get on a plane. Right.
Okay.
And we'll say, I'm going for a green space here. I'll do it in April. No.
Killing on a budget.
No, I'll do it in May. Okay. It's only one way though, so that'll be fine.
He's like, "Why is my ticket one way?" He's like, "We'll cheaper suss that out when you get back."
It's cheaper if you just. Oh, this isn't too bad.
Okay, that's cheap enough.
150. We'll say €160. That'll cover him. Do not.
However, this screenwriter has a manager, and that manager insists that they fly business class.
Are you fucking kidding me? How, sure, I don't know.
Listen, you want to get your kills done or not?
But sure,
this is how we move in Hollywood.
But I'm only looking for an amateur screenwriter. I don't care what the. Although I suppose I'd be
but
mad
you,
at them if.
I trust me that you're going to find the amateur screenwriter who has a manager, and they're going, yeah, he flies business class. That's okay. That's the only way you're getting him out there.
They have to go to American Airlines. This is a lot of work.
The fare just jumped.
It's going to be massive. This is going to
it's
be
going to
ridiculous.
Be a lot more expensive.
I don't even know how
one to way get, one way trip.
I don't even know how to look for business class.
I'll you, help you. I've
you
done
might
this.
Need to help on this. Okay, so I'm in.
I will. I'll help you.
Plan
yep.
travel. Plan travel. Okay. Book with my.
We, okay.
So where am I going? Flights.
Well, let's do
north.
Some flights. Yep. You're going to book flights.
Where's my book flights?
Right there, up there. See, under plan travel, go flights.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Just a tutorial on how to book one way. Okay.
One
sounds
way.
Good.
From airport.
One way. We're going
Los Angeles, please. To, I'd say, Connecticut.
There you go.
Hartford, Connecticut.
That'll go.
Okay.
That's where you want. Okay.
And then dates.
They don't show you the green days. You're just going to have to decide. You said it was May 15th.
May 15th, I think I said, yeah.
Let's see if it's any cheaper. One adult. All right, let's see.
Then, okay.
Oh, you'll see. You hit search here and it'll show you.
Right. Why am I flying into this? Okay, I'm sticking to 8 kills. I just want to point out.
You're sticking to 8 kills. That's good. That's a good average. Okay, now.
That was 3,000. So I'm just going to put here, that's 21,000. So I'm down to 17,500 now, okay? I haven't even got the material to kill him with. I'll be killing
no,
him with
no. Him. We have to figure out what the actual apparatuses that you kill these people with.
Oh,
wait, but was
sake.
that was basic economy or that was
that
main
was,
cabin? You're going to have to go first class.
Yeah, first class, 800.
First, 829 euros. Okay, so yeah, that's right, right? $1,000-some.
I mean, I'm going to knock off 1,000 because I'm probably going to have to give him a fucking limo. Wait, this agent.
I mean, you do have to have at least Uber XL, which is from LAX, that's going to be $120 one way.
Can I just take it that, that was going from LA to Hartford.
That's going LA to Connecticut, so you have to reverse that.
Okay, first of all, I will reverse it. I'm just going to put in this 300 euro to get there, right? I'm flying that. I'm just doubling that. That's 600 euro so I can kill that fucking agent. That's ridiculous.
It's worth it to put it in there. You okay. Add that guy.
So now I have to go back and I have to go from Connecticut.
It's connect. It's spelled connect. Yeah, there you go.
Oh,
Hartford.
Connecticut. Jesus.
Yeah, Connecticut.
It's an awful trip. Okay, no.
Don't
return.
Forget, it's one way. You put a round trip in there.
I did. It's one way. Okay, I can search. Right, lowest fare,
yep.
Please.
I think it's safe to search.
Okay, 600 euro. I'll put in another 100 just if I want to get something to eat, and then a bus or something.
Yeah, he's gonna need per diem, which is flexible. But per diem, I would say is I think probably around $70 or $80. Oh, it's actually cheaper.
It's cheaper. I'm still getting rid of that agent, but that's ridiculous. But
well, now you have the money. Now you've saved a bit of money, so you can actually kill the agent on top of it.
Okay, 16,300 I'm left with. That's a massive amount just to get a choir in, so they can hear the rhyme. and then I have to think of the rhyme as well. I'm going to have to get a writer, aren't I?
You're going to have to get a jingle writer.
Yeah. I'm going to look on Upwork, which is not letting me in.
Yeah, they want you to create your account.
No, I'm not creating an account. Okay, hire a jingle writer. That's not going to come up well. Fiverr, freelance.
There we go. Fiverr's always good to save a buck.
And that's asking me to sign in as well.
Of course, yes.
Okay. Oh,
I say we sign you in. Oh, here we go.
No, I'm fine. Jingles? Do I just put in jingles?
Yeah.
Quality
jingles from euro. £98.
Now, he'll only produce it for your business podcast or radio, but yeah, that's fine.
I mean, hey.
Yeah, it's 100 euro. 100 euro is fine. Thanks.
That's it. What a steal.
Yeah,
Fiverr always coming to the rescue.
Brilliant. Okay, so I have my jingle. I'm warning people about me. I have 8 kills lined up. I need a weapon, don't I? For my Cuivine Oren.
A weapon's important, and it's also, I think, important that the weapon be sort of iconic in its own way. You know, Freddy's got the glove, Jason's got the machete, Michael Myers has the giant kitchen knife.
Your favorite? Who is your favorite?
My favorite is Jason Voorhees, because he's not a bad guy. He's a tortured soul. You know, he was wronged. Right. And so he's just kind of coming back. And by the way, in the first movie, big spoiler alert for everybody who didn't see the 1980 film, he's not even the killer. His mom is, who was getting vengeance on a bunch of people for her son dying. And then he saw her at the end get beheaded by somebody. So all he's like, these guys beheaded my mom. Who wouldn't be upset?
Did he not? So who is he in the first movie? Like, is he?
He's not in the first movie.
He's not in it at all.
He's not in it, and he doesn't get the face mask, the hockey mask, until part three, which is Friday the 13th 3D, by the way. And I'm going to recommend everybody go watch Friday the 13th 3D in 3D, because if you don't, it's the most ridiculous film you've ever seen.
Oh, so was the third one really successful then?
The first like four were very successful, and I think the fifth one did not do well because they went like, oh, it's a copycat killer, and everybody hated that.
Right.
And so they resurrected him in six, and then he became undead. So he was actually a living person for the first three or four films.
And then
technically he's not in the first film.
Yeah. And then they decided, like, he's so iconic, we just need to keep him around. He's undead.
Just keep him around. And in part six, they literally resurrect him like Frankenstein, and then he is undead from that point on. And then it gets interesting. At one point, he goes to space.
Is he the villain, or is it at this point he's just an anti-hero?
He became an anti-hero in Freddy versus Jason.
Oh, was when Freddy the villain?
Freddy was the villain of that movie. Ah. And get this, Freddy versus Jason is 100% a Freddy Krueger movie. It's a Nightmare on Elm Street movie that happens to have Jason in it. But Freddy is the bad guy, and Jason is the hero.
Ah. And then,
sort of. He also indiscriminately murders a lot of people, but hero nonetheless.
Okay, a weapon. I run this idea by, I think if it's going to be writer-centered, the whole murders and stuff, should it be something got to do with writing? Now, I'm not going to hit them with a typewriter.
No, that would be unwieldy. Yeah, I think people can dodge typewriters.
But would it be more fun, like if you were Queeveen Oreen, because you might take on this mantle when I'm tired.
I might have to, yeah, part seven.
Would you, like, is it more fun to have a distinct weapon, like an iconic weapon that you use?
I think so, yeah.
Then, I'll set up traps and different things like that.
I mean, if you want to go the traps route, you kind of get pigeonholed into every movie's about traps.
Yeah.
And then you go, and I think that's the hardest thing with the Saw franchise, is that they went like, everything has to be a trap, doesn't it? Like, there's no way around it.
Yeah.
We have to do traps every time.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, sometimes you can do a trap movie, and then the next movie, you're like, no, I'm not doing traps this time. This time I'm doing, you know,
peekaboo. That's true. And I feel like you'd have more, like, if you're picking a weapon, you'd end up coming up with new ideas on how to use it or where you use it, or it'll all feel a little bit different.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, I'll tell you this, like, it's nice to have the iconic weapon, but I'm not like, there's the weapon. Like, that's never the part that excites me. It's the creative kills. It's just find a creative way to kill people every single time. I mean, Jason is almost plotless, so it's just about the kills.
Wait, could I do it then where, okay, so this isn't about traps, right? Okay. And it'll always be different, I think. And I'm not hiring a full crew for this, but I could hire a studio, like a lot, not a lot, but like a warehouse, and I could make up my own little short film sets. I'll do labor. I'll do all the labor on that. I'm not paying people.
Well, you could always go to the local colleges and look for students to help out.
Knowing my luck, there'll be film strikes again. I'll be at the center of it. I'll have Sean Astin out giving out about me. I don't want that.
Queeveen Oreen is a union buster.
Yeah, I'll be best friends with, what's the guy with for Warner Brothers? David Zaslav.
Yeah. Zaslav. Yeah. He's pulling the strings.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a great way to be a heel.
Could be.
Okay. Be buddy buddy with Zaslav.
But for my eight kills, then I could hire eight movie sets and draw up.
You
a
could do
of
eight separate movie sets. Yeah.
Right. And then go, oh, you think you're a great horror writer. Well, how about this? And it'll just be black. Or no, I'll just put up a green screen and say, I'll put that in later.
We're putting it in later. Yeah, don't worry about it.
Don't worry
about
that.
We'll do it in post.
Yeah.
fix it in post is what we often say.
Okay, so hire a film set in Hollywood, right?
Yeah, Jesus. So look for a green screen Hollywood.
Oh, is that what it's called?
Well, no, I mean, that's what you're looking for, right? You're looking for a proper green screen.
Yeah, but I mean, not just the green screen, the like
I need a location.
You need a green screen studio. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to share the screen because I might need your help again after that. Just like the buying tickets.
Like with the flights.
Yeah. Okay. So green screen location or studio?
I would say a green screen studio. Yeah. Los Angeles.
Oh, Los Angeles. Green screen studio rentals. 8,000. That's perfect.
There you go. Right there on Gigster.
Okay. Price.
Let's take a look.
Hold on a minute. Abandoned vintage apartment. 100 euro an hour. What?
100 an hour?
Look at that. That is
creepy.
Fantastic.
That's a creepy... I think that's AI generated. I think that's absolute bullshit. Oh, there's no way that... By the way, I'm not even joking. I have a music video coming up that I absolutely need a place for. I need you to send me that specific link.
Okay, John, just go into this. It says... Wait, but is this just the green screen? Like, here's what you can put on the screen.
I don't. Yeah, is it like assets? A wonderful place to shoot scenes. Very communicative, easy to work with. Abandoned vintage apartment, just 9 miles from downtown LA. Grungy wallpaper, stained carpets. Oh my gosh, $100 an hour, minimum 1 hour. Wow, that's a good deal. Normally, it's minimum six.
So then, this location features a vintage kitchen, living room, bedroom, two bathrooms, and a central enclosed atrium where lights can be placed for all four rooms. This is brilliant. Okay,
this is great. I love this place. do send me this link. Do not forget to send me this link. I actually need this place for an upcoming shoot. This would be perfect.
Okay.
Now we're doing production work on the side here.
Parking for 15 cars. This is fantastic. Okay.
Oh my God. Truck motorhome parking on property. Perfect. Oh my God. I love this. Open 6 days a week. 6 to 6.
No, 7. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
All the days, all the hours.
I mean, it's abandoned. Why wouldn't it be open?
Like who is renting this out? If it's truly abandoned, what
I'll
are they
tell
up
you
to?
Who's renting it out? It is
Quivi Noreen.
It's this dun, guy dun, dun. Who has. There you go.
This guy's AJ. More on your end. AJ's more on your end of the serial killer spectrum.
Yeah, it's a bit unfortunate.
He's pulling one on us. We're gonna show up, getting ready to kill people. And he's there.
Okay, I should contact him. All those reviews are AI generated. That fellow even looks like a young George R. R. Martin. Hold on a minute, Radomir.
That's Peter Jackson and George R. R. Martin melded together off an AI. That's what that is.
Okay, so he said, what was it, 100 euro for an hour?
Yep.
Right.
That's perfect.
I think I need 2 hours for each kill.
You need 2 hours per kill?
But just to set up, and I'm going to be telling a very rambly story about the time I once tried to hook up with a lady.
That's true. That's true. We need 2 hours per kill, so you're looking at 1,600 there, minimum.
1,600.
You could get this done in one day. This is brilliant.
1,600. Down to, 14,000 I've left. Right?
Okay.
Right, I think this is actually going really well. Okay, so
do we have the choir costs in here?
Yeah, that was, Oh, shit. What did I do for this choir cost? How much was I saying for that? Did I even hire
between one? It was one. I don't think you'd hired them yet, but it was between $1,000 and $3,000.
Oh, it was because I had 38,000. I said I'll spend 21 on that.
So that's
17.
Right.
Yeah.
That's how
we
lost.
Yeah,
okay.
That's
got
all fine. Okay. I'll put that in a new column. 14,600. Right. I was just thinking there, Jesus, do I need the internet? Because
people are going to ask for Wi-Fi. If you don't have Wi-Fi, they're going to get upset.
When you say people are asking for Wi-Fi, you mean the victims?
Yeah, they're going to come in and go, oh, what's the Wi-Fi here? They're going to immediately demand it the minute they show up on set. Like, where's the coffee? Where's the Diet Coke? And where's the Wi-Fi? So you need catering.
Oh, for fuck's sake. How much is
we're
going to
need catering for a full day. I know you think you will, but trust me, as an independent filmmaker, you wear too many hats and then it starts to get screwy. And then something gets, and if you forget the coffee, oh my God, they'll just walk.
So how much would I be paying for, what did I say, 8 hours? No, 16 hours worth of...
16 hours of craft services. So I would look up craft services, Los Angeles, single day rate. This is getting expensive.
Services.
Trust me, you want someone else handling the food.
Craft services, LA. What else were we saying there?
Yep.
That it?
Yeah, that's it. Craft services.
Top 10 craft service companies. No, that mightn't.
Yeah, you don't want the top 10 because they're expensive.
Kit and caboodle. Okay.
I mean, the name alone.
Services. That's what I want, I think, right? See what they'll offer me.
They got a nice charcuterie board there.
I don't want full service. Drop-off service. Yeah, I need drop-off
service.
Small crew, 25. That's
25 to 40 people. That's you.
Okay.
$14 a person.
Minimum headcount, 25. I'm only killing one.
Listen, there's minimums. You have to deal with minimums in Los Angeles. Otherwise, people can't take the gig, man. They got to go where the money's at.
So what's that? 25 by 14 is a number. God, I used to be good at math. It's also drove me deranged.
Also, you need to add $200 for prep and $150 for drop-off setup. And on top of that. And $150 for kit rental.
What kit rental? What's that?
So they got a kit rental fee, they got a drop-off fee, and they got a prep fee. And all that total is $500. So 25 times 14 plus 500. And that's your rate for the craft services.
But what kit? Make me sandwiches is what I mean.
No, they're going to put out a little table. There'll be grapes. There's going to be gummy bears. There's going to be things that people want, and they're going to expect it.
350. So this is €850 I'm paying.
$850 for craft services is pretty good.
But I have to do that 8 times.
Yeah, you got to. No, that's for the day. If you can get it done in a 16-hour day, we can make this happen.
I'm not doing 16 hours in one day. That's madness.
This is Hollywood. You have to do a minimum 12-hour day.
How do I?
Or unless you want to do 2 days, and then you got to double it.
No, but then if I do, see, I was thinking, if I have 2 hours in an abandoned apartment, right, I can bring a victim in, get rid of him, and then get rid of the body. But if I'm going, oh Jesus, Jim and Mary are coming in at 4, like it's like
I know what you okay. And then at 6 o'clock, I got.
I have Sebastian. Like
I'm putting my producer hat on here. You can't afford to do 2 days. You're gonna need to do a 16-hour day. So what you need is to hire a dumpster to dispose of bodies as after every hour. So you're going to need a dumpster rental.
I think that was on the fourth floor. So I'm just launching the bodies out the fourth floor into the dumpster.
That's perfect. Yeah. There's just blood and gore dripping down the side of the building. What's all that about, Queenie Noreen?
Do you know what I might do? How much would it be, say, for €200? So I said 850 there, right? I'm going to bump that up to...
850 for craft services.
An extra 200. And what the extra 200
Yeah, because there's
going
to be overtime. Because you're going 16 hours.
But I'm the only one working. Who am I paying overtime to?
Trust me. You're going to get overtime charges. You got to put these bumpers in your budget ahead of time or you get surprised on the back end.
Oh, God.
And you don't want your craft services guy coming... You don't want him coming around looking for that extra $250. If it's baked in, you're good to go.
I was going to let in an extra 200. I wasn't for overtime, but what it was is I'm going to rent the place out for an extra 2 hours because I'm going to get in some practice on aiming for the bin.
Yeah, fair enough.
Do you know what I mean? I'll throw out like...
You tell the guys when they bring the bin, you go, I need it butted up right against the wall here and remove the flaps. So that way you need the flaps. The flaps need to be facing toward the street. See, I'm thinking logistics now.
Yeah.
The flaps have to face towards the street and they're wide open. You toss the body, you run downstairs, you close the flap over, and then you're greeting the next group.
Perfect. Okay. I mean, it's a stressful day. I won't lie.
It's a long day. I mean, listen, any day we fashion out at least minimum 14 hours for a day. So you're going 16. That's not bad.
Yeah, but you know what? You do a lot of waiting around. I am on the go here constantly. This is big vein fire. Did you just call it a big
That's
bin?
Big. You just wrote big bun, which will be a very interesting. That's going to be a very interesting search result.
Hey, man, instead of a bin, I can just get these handsome burly guys.
These big bun men.
These big buns.
I would write big bin. I don't know that they use the word bin in Los Angeles.
Or dumpster rental prices. There we go.
There you dumpster go. Dumpster. Dumpster is the word we use in America. I think bin sounds nicer.
Oh, they say what they're best for.
You're going to need a rolling dumpster. These are too big. We're not going to be able to get that in the lot. Then I got to hire Teamsters if you want to do that, and you can't afford Teamsters.
No, but hold on a minute. I thought that lot said 15 cars. How big is this fucking thing?
15 cars? That's huge. That's a 20-yard dumpster. So now I need a gang boss, and you don't want... If I start hiring union Teamsters, you're not going to be able to... You're going to blow through your budget very quickly. Rolling we need to go dumpster. Smaller. So you need to go smaller dumpster.
Big rolling dumpster. Is that what?
I would take out big because I think big is your... You can't afford big. We're not on big budget.
Yeah, but I have to get 16
Rent a
bodies.
Dumpster in LA. Or,
well, I mean, yeah, I have to get 16 bodies into them.
So you're going to rent two smaller dumpsters. You can't rent that big one. It's just too expensive.
Rent a Dumpster. Was that the same one? That could have been the same one. Now I could be going into no. Okay.
Get it. Oh, this looks better. Oh, there you go. That's a little something. That's a 40-yarder. Let's see. We need something smaller than 40 yards.
Dumpster rentals. Something smaller.
20. Oh, here we go. Here we go. No, 20's too big. 20, oh, 10. There you go. 3 yard. You want a, yeah, let's try the 10-yard. Let's do the 10-yard.
Oh,
10 yards.
It's going to ask me. It's going to, like, I'm not applying for a quote because I just won't.
Google should tell you. How much to rent a 3 yard dumpster? There we go. That's your Google search.
To rent a tree, but they look like barely bigger than a body.
So you'll need two of them, or yeah, you can change it to 10 yard dumpster. Try 10 yard.
Okay, yeah, because like first of all, the aim has to be spot on, and I'm gonna need more.
It does. Pressing. Will a couch fit in a 10 yard dumpster? There we go.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, you know, that's not expensive. Look at that, 10 yard dumpster, $522.
Where does it say that?
Right there, big rents. Does it? Up above, yeah. Yeah, there it is, right there.
Oh, yes, 522. Okay, so I get two of them. That's another 1,000.
Oh, my gosh. But they're going to need covers, so just budget in for that as well.
What do you mean?
Because we don't want people seeing the bodies.
Yeah, but the flaps are...
There's no flaps on this.
Yeah, but that can't be that much. Surely. Explore all some parts of the garage.
Now we're deep diving into the dumpster rental business.
This is...
10 yard is more than enough.
I think they should make Saw 11, where he's just figuring out the logistics. This is a much better movie.
I mean, some of the Saw movies have gone this way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I see. But I think you get 2 3-yard dumpsters, which is about $250 a piece. You get one, let's say $500. You get 2 yard dumpsters. You put them right next to each other. They have enough flaps. You should be able to get 8 bodies in those.
But they look really small. I mean, I want the 10 one.
I mean. Oh yeah, we could take the 10 one, but you want to hide those bodies, and they don't come with that big flap.
Okay,
trust me, you're gonna want the two. Okay. You're gonna want the 2 3-yarders at $500 a piece.
Okay, right. So we
and those are probably day rentals. Yeah,
but I'm only doing one day, so that's good, right? I can save.
Yeah,
that.
You're only doing one day.
I'm only doing one day. Jesus.
Yeah. Okay. Pick up the next morning.
Okay, I need a fancy weapon.
Oh, so you're gonna have to go to an armorer. And in Los Angeles, there's a few.
What? But I need something that's...
So iconic, right? The pen is mightier than the sword.
Big pen. What's the most expensive
big pen? Yeah. Well, but it might be too small. The most expensive pen in the world is probably made of titanium and gold leaf. The Fulgur Nocturnus, $8 million.
Yeah, I don't have money for that.
Okay, maybe not.
Oh, have you ever gone on to the James edition?
No, what's that?
James Edition is, well, I don't know if you have Argos as well, but it's a marketplace for rich snobs.
I've never heard of this place.
Yeah, I've long
ago. Oh, gone welcome back, Kevin Ryan. Apparently, you're on James Edition all the time.
Where does it say that? I am usually on it during work when I bought the lotto tickets.
are you hiding that there's far more budget than 69,000?
I only check it when I've done the lottery, and I'm like, well, I'm definitely winning tonight, so I might as well look at houses.
I love that. Now I know where to go for my lottery fantasies.
Do they have any? Oh, they have rentals, but just jets and yachts. Ooh, I might look into doing a big. I know we're after spending money on the location, but I might do a big set piece one, just as a statement, murder in public. You know.
Oh yeah, fair enough.
So I might
rent like kind of the jet. Grand finale, like
yeah, just something big. But I'll get to that. I don't know how to get rid of this screen. There we go. Collectibles? No jewelry. I thought there might be pins here, but all there are watches.
This is the weirdest hunt for a weapon that I've ever been on.
Yeah, I can't really do watch, can I?
No, I don't think watch doesn't have that kill connotation. A pen is pretty easy because it's clearly like a stabbing apparatus. How about just large writing pen? See what comes up there.
Writing pen. Yeah, I don't need to. I can ship it. It's fine. Ooh, that's a fancy one. The brown pewter.
Oh, look at these. That's a fancy. Oh, it's only 38 pounds.
And that
or is that euros? That's euros, isn't it?
That's euros. So that's a bit more, I think.
Like oh, look at this one. $50. Big pen is.
No, I won't click on that site. That's actually a difference. That's part of Big Bun's conglomerate. Okay,
No, what scroll up? There was one that had a scale to it that I thought was pretty good. It looks cost effective.
This one.
Oh, that one right there. That's a no up there. Yeah, see right there.
This one? No.
What? There it is, right there.
Yeah. There's hundreds of things. That's on Amazon. See in front of me. Oh,
no, scroll up just a bit, like half a scroll up.
Oh, okay. Now,
there it is. See right there.
Right. Oh yes. Sorry. Yes. Yes. The fellow with the hand is he's one of the few people.
There it is.
And,
yep.
Yes. Gosh, that's only.
He's even doing the stab motion. It's perfect.
Doing the stab motion, jumbo pen with 10 refills. That's even better. Easy grip, never lose.
Oh, look at that. Oh my God, that's perfect.
You never lose. So I'm going to win in the game of murder.
You never lose.
And it was €3. So I don't even need to include that. I can find that off the victims. I can ask them for money. Okay, Yeah, I was thinking I know I bought this thing, but maybe I'll go on a yacht or something. Or what's something kind of. No, do you know what
the Grand Showdown? I mean, realistically, what do you got?
I could go to Austin Film Festival, do a murder there.
Ah, yes. Oh, I mean, that's the epicenter, right? All the writers come to Austin Film Festival.
Fuck all those people. I'm going for them, type of thing, right?
Are you a second rounder?
No.
Are you an Austin Film Fest second rounder?
No, I'm a first rounder. I'm proud of it. Wait a minute. You're a second rounder, aren't you? You are a second rounder.
I am a second rounder by chance. It's a great film festival, but it's all about screenwriters. If everything culminates at the Austin Film Festival for the finale, that's fantastic.
I'll be there with my pen.
But you're going to need tickets to the Austin Film Fest. Yeah, you're going to need flights and hotels. We got to get back on Expedia or whatever, and we need to buy tickets to the Austin Film Fest.
Did you go there?
If I could recommend the producer's badge, I have been there, yeah. And you're going to want all access, so you're going to need to purchase a producer's badge.
Okay, so I'm going from...
I think that's $1,000 or something.
Jesus.
This should be a cheap flight.
To Texas, Austin.
Texas, yeah.
Austin Bergstrom, and then do you know what month it's usually in? Is it in near the end of the year, like September or something? Oh, when flights are in red.
It's like November. It's November.
Just before Christmas. I mean, what are they thinking?
Now I'm researching.
Okay, I'll wait there.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, it's right at the near the Thanksgiving holiday.
Yeah, when people are mad to spend money on loads of different things.
It's actually Halloween week.
So November 30th. No, wait. October.
No. October 24th through the 31st. And it ends on Halloween. I mean, you couldn't get more poetic than that.
That is very nice. And I'm going to want to
So you're going to need 7 days. Yeah, you're going to need the return flight.
Jesus.
So let's see what kind of damage we were doing flight-wise for that.
Yeah, but then I'm just thinking. I'm going to have to
you didn't budget yourself enough, pal.
No, I have 13,000. This is...
You do. You're going to need accommodation.
Yeah, but I have... Okay, there's a flight there. €260. 250, we'll say. Why not? And then I'm going to go on to booking.com, right? That's got to... I hope all them sponsor this podcast. This is great. I'm getting through loads of websites.
I think you might need to put this one on the actual. Might need to post the video of this because a lot of it is visual.
I mean, yeah, it is great just hearing me.
Endless tabs open. You're truly an independent filmmaker now. You have 70 tabs open trying to figure out how to make this production happen.
I just had a mini existential crisis.
All right, so we're going to Austin.
I just saw... on the booking.com screen, on the option where, you know, you put in your location you want to go to, because there's nothing in there, it says, where are you going? And I just had a bit of a crisis when I was just like, as soon as I saw that, I just thought, oh, I don't know. I just gave up in my own head. Austin.
I have no idea where this is going.
Don't know. I don't know why. Austin, Texas. Oh my God. It's loading. That's great.
So we said the 24th. Well, that's what happens when you have like 300 tabs open. Like
I have six.
Welcome to my world.
Are you someone who does that? Because me and Celine have had issues where she has about 80 tabs open.
I have multiple windows. Yeah. Well, on my phone, I mean, it's less, but on my workstation, I have multiple windows, and in those windows, multiple tabs, and in those tabs, multiple like subfolders. These are all the emails, so they all go into one thing. These are all the locations I'm looking at. They go into one thing, but that's just that window. Then there's another window that like, this is all podcast stuff. And then that's just strictly podcast things. So I have at least 75 windows open. I get to everything.
You it just it's takes impossible. A long time.
No. And Selena's going to hear this and go, see? And I'm like, no, you should have at most 5 tabs open.
See?
If you're not getting to it. You'll get to it. Like, if it's important, you'll remember.
I have no less than 2, 4, 6, 8, 10... 12, 14, 16. I have 16 tabs open on this window and another. Oh, God. No, it's I have a lot of tabs.
Oh, geez. I have to keep this one open.
But guess what? My email is always on zero. I take care of emails every day.
Really? You're good for getting to that?
Yeah. I'm good at emails.
You know
what? I've actually stayed at that place.
The central. Central is spelled wrong. It's C, not an A.
It's spelled very wrong. I've stayed at that exact place.
That's a nice picture of it, though. But I think...
That's out of our budget.
That's not. It's 1,300.
That's not bad, actually. Yeah. Oh, but... And for those dates? Oh, yeah. Oh, they'll change those. They'll jack that price up. They'll forget that it was Austin Film Fest, and the price will go up.
Oh, I'm going to lock that in now, though, you see. That's where... Do you know what? Maybe...
Oh, they will cancel. They will cancel your... They did it to my friend. They canceled his reservation. They canceled it on him, and they said, you can rebook at this price.
You can't do that.
They really do that. They do that all the time here. You know Formula One. I'm sure you're very familiar. Formula One's pretty popular in Europe. So they had it in Las Vegas. My friend booked a year in advance, and they canceled his hotel room. And then they go, if you want your hotel room back, it's now $10,000.
Did he?
I was like, what the hell is going on?
I'm going to quickly check. A one-way flight from Austin to LA because I'm getting rid of that hotel manager as well. Because that's just, no, I can't let that slide. That's just, and so I'm going to add, 200 onto to this as well for the extra 2 hours that I'm fucking paying people. This is where I become an anti-hero. I think that's where people.
I'm telling you.
Agree with me.
You start learning what late stage capitalism is actually doing to people.
Oh, yeah. If I wanted to be a true villain, I should have just been a capitalist. Okay, 130 euro, 330. I'm going to add an extra like 500 altogether just to get rid of that hotel manager. But where do I have? There we go. Okay. I was thinking I would just get one of these 5-star hotels then. I might treat myself, you know?
You might treat yourself. Yeah. Oh, I mean, they're the Driscoll. There it is down there. You want to be at the Driscoll.
Really?
That yep, the nice Driscoll is, nice. That is the central location of the Austin Film Festival. You don't want to be traveling.
No, I don't. No.
You will rack up Uber receipts like a mother. So you're going to stay at the Driscoll for the week.
Although, do I want...
That's a smart move.
Do I want Uber to help me murder people? Like most people?
No. They're not reliable. They don't...
Uber, I will say right now, if you are... a serial killer, Uber is one of the greatest companies you could benefit from.
That's how Jason gets around. Jason Voorhees gets around by Uber. You're like, how did he get over here so fast?
If you want to slaughter an entire family, don't choose Lyft, choose Uber.
Uber.
Connecting people. Okay, this was, what was it? Two.
I think it was pretty much 2,800.
Yeah, you certainly 3 grand.
Yeah. I mean, and then you're going to need to budget in 3 grand, and then you're going to need to budget in at least another 1,200 for food and drinks.
In a week?
Minimum. Well,
all right. You're going
to drinks after every single panel.
And
that's low. Honestly, 1,200 is low.
Okay, so 1,200.
1,200 is low. I'd go.
1,500?
Yeah, 15 is good.
Okay, that's a little bumper. 3,000, 1,500. That's 4,500. Then an extra 500 for the asshole who tried to cancel my room. So that's 5,000 I'm spending on this bit. But then I have to pay for the tickets.
Just to travel. Tickets. I mean, like I said, you're going to want all access. So you need, I'll look it up for you here if I can. Austin Film Fest producer's badge. You're going to need the producer's badge. Let's see how much that is. Okay. I'm in there. And okay, so that's not bad. $655.
Oh, that's good. Okay. I'm not gonna murder any producer.
Yeah.
That is not happening.
Oh either. Wait, no, but it's no, hold on. It's after okay, it's 710. No, yeah, 655. That's correct.
That's not great. Bad. Not anymore. They're not gonna hit me with any other price. No.
Looks good. That's
okay.
The price.
Okay, that's fine. I'm happy with that.
They will now here's the thing. Do you want the pitch competition? Do you also want to go to the pitch competition or the award luncheon? Those are extra. Add another $30 and you might as well go to the award luncheon. It's another $75 for the award luncheon.
Okay, so that's
And add another 100 for film and food, which is, I think,
What do you
another
mean film
mixer.
and food? Wait, I'm already eating. I'm already spending 1200
There's a
at
film and
lunch and
food. Yeah, but if you want to actually like network with the writers, you got to do to the film and food, which is like they have these little network pockets specifically for the people who pay for that. So that's another 100. That's it. You're still getting off pretty cheap.
I'm just going there complaining about the money because the whole thing seems to be you're all going to network. Here's food. Go pay for food. Now drink. Now network. Now, like, okay. So how much am I gone there now?
Yeah.
So €1,000 I'm spending, basically.
You're getting pretty low. The coffers are.
Honestly, I'm not, I don't think, because I still have 6,000 left. I think I'm doing pretty good. I think
That's
I've come out
not
of this.
bad, but
Yeah.
we're going to have to talk permits in a minute.
What?
Oh, but hold on a second. There's something we overlooked. Production insurance is going to be required for that location,
What? No,
and
it shouldn't be.
you got to get coverage up to $1 million. I mean, you can't book the place. You need to book the place, right?
Yeah.
So production insurance, we're looking at for that for 16-hour day, dumpsters, crew, $2,500.
For what? What am I getting out of that? If they have an accident when I kill
You
them.
get well. That's the only way you're gonna. Yeah, it's ins but it's insurance for the people who actually are renting you the location. They require you provide insurance.
Oh my God, the guy looked like a serial killer himself. Why would he care? Okay, 2,500.
2,500, I think, is a fair. It's probably going to be higher because it's Los Angeles, but let's just say 2,500.
Okay, yeah, give me something. Okay, three. Oh, jeez, three. Okay, but I still have 3,800. That's fine.
It's not bad. Yeah,
Right?
3,800 is not bad.
So I could do all that. I have my choir singing away. I have
You got
my
your choir
fucking
singing.
my fantastic writer on the jingle writer on
Wait,
Fiverr.
do we get a permit to have to have noise after a certain hour?
I'm gonna start work early. I'm not gonna be finishing past 8.
Well, there's
Don't worry.
if you're doing a 16-hour day, what time are we starting in the morning? This is
Oh,
important because this
okay.
stuff matters.
We are starting. Let me figure out the time.
If you can't see at home, folks, Kev has sunken his face into his hands.
I'm trying to work out
He's
the
out.
hours. 16 hours. I'm starting at 5 in the morning. It's a hard start.
But we're talking about writers here. Are you going to get a writer to show up at 5 in the morning?
I will be
Probably
there.
not. I'm going to guess that this is actually more like we're going to start in the early afternoon and we're going to go through the night. I
Right,
think
go
that's how we're
on.
playing this.
So how
Yeah,
much?
so
Okay, so I'm gonna start at 4.
4 p.m.
Yeah.
Yeah, 4 p.m. to 6 a.m. Okay, so you're going to need overnight noise permits.
Wait, will that be four? Oh, okay. Okay, go on. Yeah.
So your permits in the city of, let's see, filming permits, Los Angeles. Let's check that out.
I mean,
Filming permit,
yeah. I like also
Los
how
Angeles
you have started to take over
cost.
the Google part, Googling part, as I've just given up
Yeah.
on.
Oh, you know, it's not bad. It's not bad. That's $895. That's actually pretty reasonable for Los Angeles. That's
Good for
from the
them.
Film LA website.
So €900 is
Gunfire
gone.
administration fee. Hold on a second. There's more
I'm not
fees
firing
here.
any guns. I don't believe that's my one
Okay,
rule.
no guns.
No guns. No guns.
No drones. Okay, no drones, no helicopters, no guns. So we're looking pretty good.
Well, I would have liked a drone to use my big pen with, attach it
All right.
onto
Well,
it, but
that's another $75. That's not bad.
okay, that's all right. Yeah, I'll say 100 just so I want to get a good one. But by the way, those bins, do I need, or the dumpsters, or whatever, do I need to take them away?
No, that I think that's all covered in the cost. They
Right,
come the
right.
next day and they pick everything up.
Got it. Okay, I still have 2,800. I'm okay with that.
Okay, well, that's not bad. You got a little bit left over.
Yeah, I think okay. I mean, I go around, capture all my 16 writers. I grab one of them from Connecticut. That was critical,
You had to
apparently.
fly the one guy in.
On first class. To be honest, I could do that for a year and then go away. Try and become a writer, you know?
I mean, you know, is it the best use of your money? Well, it's up for debate.
Well, like,
Oh, wait a minute. Are we filming this?
ooh, I wasn't planning to be honest. Do you think I should
I
film it
mean,
to release it? Does
why wouldn't you?
horror characters,
First of
there are
all, it
ones who do
would
that,
you,
right?
but you'd th but you'd throw some pretty big red flags if your writer showed up to set and there was no camera equipment.
Yeah, but it'd be a fake camera. I wouldn't be filming rent in it.
A fake
Yeah,
camera.
toy camera.
I mean, my point is you're gonna at least need to rent a camera.
No, but
And this is only a day rental. This will be cheap.
I'll be
This won't be
honest.
expensive.
My plan is that as soon as the writer or writers get into the room, I'm stabbing. Like there's not going to be much chatter. Like,
but they're not going to engage if they don't have Crafty first, right? So they're going to go over to the Crafty table and they're going to get coffee and they're going to eat and they're going to ask you about your what else you got going on. What else are you working on right now?
Do you know what this also tells me? Like, as a writer, if you're saying, oh, when writers show up to set, they immediately go over to the food and then just scarf down all of it. I'm thinking,
you better believe it.
You need to put me on a set because I'll actually be like, hey, how can I help? I won't just eat all the food. Like,
when I first started working on sets when I was like in my 20s, I think I gained 30 pounds because like there's just massive amounts of free food like constantly.
In this scenario, I'm running around this room panicking over permits and the fucking victims are just...
And you better make sure, and you know, you're also going to have to create a call sheet and everybody's going to need to be on that. But you know, not like, there's a lot of prep
there's
work.
Just me with my big pen. It's €3. The cheapest thing is the murder weapon.
The cheapest thing we got is the murder weapon.
After getting in,
but they're going to be like, "Where's the call sheet?" You know that you're going to again. You don't want to throw up red flags if you don't have a call sheet.
But they're writers. They're not writers on the call sheet, surely. No.
Sometimes they are. Well, I mean, if you're doing rewrites, you know, if you're on the set doing rewrites, you're working that day.
But I'm just like, oh yeah, I can type that up, right?
You could type that up if you want to.
Yeah, not like I'm doing anything else.
I'll allow it this time because if we hire a unit production manager slash line producer, that's about $800 a day.
I know.
And then there's prep days, and then there's like minimum prep days. I mean, that could be your last $3,800 could go to your unit production manager who would cover all of this stuff, and you wouldn't have to worry about it. You could just focus on the killing.
Do you know what? I enjoy admin. I enjoy all the admin about it.
You're the first one I've heard of who likes that.
Yeah. Okay, I mean, I was kind of hoping to use the rest of the money to go on a writing course so I could go away for a year and try that. And then maybe, you know, a bit of a myth goes on about Quibi Noreen, and then I come back in the third year and do it again. But apparently not. I need a camera.
Camera. You're going to need to rent a camera for the day.
Los Angeles. I should have done this in Bollywood. Maybe that would have been cheaper.
Maybe, maybe not. It's hard to say.
Yeah. Los Angeles Camera Rentals.
The name says it all.
I mean, the name of the company is exactly what you want. Cinema cameras.
Are we doing cinema camera? No. Yeah. Yeah, let's do cinema cameras. Come on. These days.
Daily price.
That's, that's so cheap.
€250.
Oh, but it's a Komodo. So what? Yeah, but you're going to need all those accessories with that one.
Why do I need accessories for a camera?
You're going to need lenses. You're going to need a lens at least.
No, Do you know what? I won't need lenses because I'm an artist. I'm an auteur. I'm going to do without lenses.
I mean, just rent one lens to go with.
No, it's against my art.
No lens, no tripod.
No filter.
Are you going to handheld? Is this a handheld shoot?
I'm going to put it on a table. It's fine. It's the life doesn't have a filter. My murders don't have a filter, neither does the camera.
I like how I was brought onto this podcast under the auspice that I was like a horror expert, and I turned into a line producer instead.
Yeah, this is the stupidest. I think I'm fine. I will say €300, just for whatever bullshit they try and throw at me as well, I'll end up buying.
I mean, it's more than David Lynch has on some sets, so I think that's fair enough.
See? So... there, 2,500, and I think I have sated my bloodlust.
Yeah, and that's enough for a good writer's retreat, like a little writer's workshop. You could probably find one for that cheap.
Oh, I could do that. Yeah, hold on. I'm going to see if there are writers. I'm going to see if there's one in LA, writer's writing workshop. And of course,
sure you can get one that cheap.
I get away with writing workshop. Is there any? Do you know what? These are just writing groups. I suppose I could go there and just meet up with people and then, you know, get rid of them. Hold on, screenwriting mentor. Maybe I could get...
Oh, writing a mentor.
Right.
There's a racket.
I'm after spending about 40 grand on... I'm after spending 20 grand on a choir, I think.
You spent how much on a choir?
It's the dearest thing so far. And I spent like $1,000 getting a writer from Connecticut. I'm going to try and find a writer from Connecticut to be my next guest. Okay.
They're out there.
I should have called myself Tyrant instead of Quibi Noreen. That's not right.
Quibi Noreen.
I should, yeah, Tyre, it would have fit with the podcast.
That's anyway. A cheap one.
Okay, Screenwriting Fellowship.
Tyrant.
Yeah, Tyrant. That's a good name.
On sale for $12.
Learn a lot.
Tyrant.
It's the cost of four of my murder weapons. I think this isn't showing me anything. This is writing competitions. But I think, yeah, okay, I have about 2,500 left at the end of all that.
You have a little bit of money to play with in the end.
Little bit of money.
Here's an honest assessment.
Hmm.
I've helped you get to this point, and yes. I've helped you not step on your toes.
Yeah.
And let's say in this scenario, you got all your kills in on time, too.
In the 6 hours, yeah.
There should be an on-time bonus for your unit production manager, should there not?
I don't have a unit production manager. When did I have him?
I just walked you through an entire budget.
No, but you're taking on the mantle when I finish up.
Listen, but you know, I'm going to need some money to start with. I think what's left over should probably go to me.
Insaw. what's his name? John Kramer. He had...
John Kramer, yes. He has a protege.
Yes. He was hardly paying the protege.
We don't know that. I mean, she had to eat. She had to live. They travel. And Saw X, they're in Mexico. I mean, that costs money.
Yeah, but what was she doing beforehand? Because he was like an architect or something, right? So what was she doing?
She was a drug addict, and that requires money too.
How much do you want for drugs then?
So I'm just saying, what's... I mean, in Los Angeles, 2,300, you know, that's a good weekly stipend.
I'm not kidding you.
No, all I'm saying is what's left over, I think, rightly goes to me because I helped you see it through.
But you're going to take on... No, I can give you 400 euro. That's all I'm giving
400 euro. I'm going to negotiate up. I'm going to say 550 is my, that's my bottom ceiling. That's my floor. I can't go lower than 550. I have rates I have to maintain. If people find out that I charge less, they're going to want less from me.
Then I have less than $2. Can I murder you? Is that an option?
that is an option. It's a good twist on the end.
Although I do have to then get another bin, don't I?
Yeah. Then you got a whole other rental situation going on.
Yeah. And that's more time, and then if I give you 450,
I can do 550. That's what I can do, and I've done a lot. I've done more, far more than what 550 normally gets you.
If I give you,
I mean, I would charge minimum eight.
Okay, how about this? And I don't know—is this an Irish thing or is it just a? Well, my dad did it every time he bought a car. Where I'll give you 550, okay, and then you give me back 50 for good luck. How about that? Can't be any more
fair. I can do that at six. You go six and I give you 50 back.
The point of it is that you give me the 50 back for good luck. So I go off and do good things.
If my tax returns come back that I'm under, it's bad news.
520.
I got to do 550. That's my floor.
No, but I don't want to come under with, I have dues to pay at the cult. I have not been keeping up with them.
That's not my problem.
Yeah, but you can come back next year. This is exposure. That's what this is. This is exposure.
I don't work for exposure anymore. I'm over a certain age. I no longer work for exposure or copy your credit. I don't do any of that anymore. I gotta get paid my minimum. Right. Sorry, man. Hey, the WGA fought for a reason. And they won.
Okay, don't bring them into it. I'll give you the 550. Now get out of my abandoned apartment. very annoyed by that. 1,950. right. I would look up how much do you have to pay into Scientology? It's just
yeah, guarantee you're under.
Surely they'll take what?
Oh, it's usually 10%.
In addition to courses, you must attend auditing. Essentially the church's terms for therapy, which costs $800 an hour. I mean, that doesn't say, you know,
an hour.
Yeah. Okay. No.
What are Scientology dues?
Huh? Yeah. This.
Yeah, I've never seen you this flustered and frustrated.
Yeah, it's just when I got into the money part. I thought it'd just be a fun thing of like, hey, I'm gonna be a horror icon like your some of your favorite movies. What you think? And then it became a budget for a short film, essentially.
Kev, have you had a podcast yet where it really turned on you and you ended up having to make all of the decisions?
No, and I think now I've realized why I've strictly always kept it to the guest is the ruler of a country.
Oh, I love this.
A few episodes ago, Ryan Webb, comedian in Chicago, he brought into his island the idea of an obstacle course that would be
deadly. I heard that one. I like that one. Yes.
And I think that's
deadly
where
obstacle course.
This idea of, ooh, horror teams would be fun. And I thought it'd be fun to come up with ideas on how to kill. It didn't come into that. It became, how would you rent and what permits and what...
It became a crash course in indie filmmaking.
Yeah. It's not fun. So
there was one point where you literally just put your face in your hands like, oh my God.
Yeah. And as I said, I looked at booking.com. The blank box said, where are you going? I decided I don't know anymore, and that was only halfway through it. But okay, so Queeving Irene, that's my should really write this as a short. Someone attempting to
now you have to write it as a short.
Now you're cooking. Okay, I will say I'm gonna do that for a year and then never do it ever again. And I will hand you over the George R. R. Martin mask.
Or was welcome it? To indie filmmaking. Yeah, it was no. George R. R. Martin.
Yeah, we didn't go with Tolkien.
Which became irrelevant. By that, it just became irrelevant. We were too busy absolutely. With the budget.
Thank God I wasn't doing laundromat services, because I'd have to figure out the cost of them, and they'd probably cost loads in LA. Okay, so fantastic. I love that. Patrick, besides, because at no point did I try to murder you, and you were a filmmaker as well. You also do that podcast, your own horror one. Okay, where do I find that?
You can find Rewind of the Living Dead quite literally everywhere you get a podcast, YouTube included. We're everywhere. We're actually pretty big in Ireland, truth be told. I get feedback once a week on where our podcast is trending, and Ireland we're almost always in the top 200 of podcasts in Ireland.
That's pretty sweet. Yeah, I didn't know that.
Who knows why? Ireland and the Philippines and Sweden seem to love us.
Have you ever reviewed any like Irish horror movies?
I don't know off the top. I have not. I know. Oh no, we did. We did Boys from County Hell, which is a fantastic movie.
I think either you told me about this movie before, or I've heard of it. Yeah. Have you ever done the Leprechaun series?
It's a great movie. We haven't done it yet. we're deciding if we want to. It's tough. It's tough to pick movies that are that crazy.
I will watch all of them and then come on and tell you why they're all absolutely factual. how they work. Okay,
Fair enough.
Actually, I'm going to end this and say thank you to everyone for listening to whatever happened here. Yes, I also have to ask, if I'm going to, usually I don't have an outro, but you know how in horror movies, yeah, maybe because of Freddy Krueger, they come up with quips, right? There's always a line they say, you know, what's the one with Freddy Krueger? 1, 2, he's coming for you, or...
Oh, 1, 2, Freddy's coming for you. Mm. Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah.
What would Queeby Noreen do? What do you might think? It'd have to be writing related. Or bold. Don't be bold. No, that's just stupid.
Don't be bold.
Yeah. Although that ties into my creepy, long-winded talks about sex. Don't be bold.
Yeah. Spend wisely.
As I say, handing you over a check that I'm not happy about. Okay, well done, everyone. Goodbye.
Peace.